Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. World Population Day observed under the theme Healthy Timing and Spacing of Pregnancies for Well-being of Mother and Child. Denning Town Council launches Safai Apnao, Bimari Phagao campaign at Denning in Beren District. Zonoboro District Planning and Development Board approves proposal for inclusion of Sitsa semi-language at PA or degree level course. An advisor Kajedo Ginimi inaugurates office complex of Chief Veterinary Officer and Veterinary Hospital Jemenu. Now the news in detail. World Population Day was observed under the theme Healthy Timing and Spacing of Pregnancies for Well-being of Mother and Child at CMO Conference Hall, Woka Dede. Delivering the welcome address, Chief Medical Officer Woka, Dr. Zibendan Kikon informed that more family planning activities will be implemented in the days to come as part of the World Population Day and Stabilization Fortnight in the district. In his speech, ADC Woka K. Furhuse Newby highlighted the involvement of local factors in implementing such health program. He said the increasing population is a concern to everyone, taking into account the limited resources available in the state. Theme Speaker DPO RCH UIP Woka Dr. Tungjambeni Button said, as per the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, the theme emphasizes on women empowerment to achieve population growth. She informed on the types of family planning methods available in health centers and sought the support of civil societies, line departments and communities to promote family planning. Denning Town Council launched Safai Apnao, Bimari Phagao campaign at Denning in Beren District. ADC and Administrator D. Lemlila Sangam, in her keynote address, highlighted the pressing issues for proper waste management, stressing on minimizing waste at household level so as to achieve a greener, cleaner and healthier town. The program included action plan on cleanliness drive, mass awareness at ward level by Swachhata captains and health camp for sanitation workers at CHC Denning. The launching program was attended by elected councillors from the 9 wards, Swachhata captains of the wards and Denning Town Council sanitation workers. The Safai Apnao Bimari Phagao campaign is an initiative to prepare Denning Town during months of heavy rainfall to prevent waterborne and vector-borne diseases in alignment with the Stop Diarrhea campaign. Zonoboro District Planning and Development Board, DPDB, today approved and sent the proposal for inclusion of Sitsa semi-language at PA or degree level course. Zonoboro Planning Board members made the decision during a meeting held at DC's Conference Hall. They also discussed opening of JNV Institute at Dokie Block Agunato, financial assistance for OST Center at District Hospital, registration of VK Range Students' Union, and recognition of Visa Village at Suruhuto. The proposals were approved to be sent to higher authority for further necessary action. Newly assigned Zonoboro DPDP Chairman MLA Pictor Shohe in his speech requested all the members to work sincerely and cooperate to make Zonoboro one of the best performing districts in Nagaland. He also encouraged the board members to work together and bring about change in the society. Advisor for Food and Civil Supplies and Legal Metrology, K.T. Sukwalo, while informing that the government is taking up various measures to contain any malpractices in the functioning of the offices, advised the officers to be in station and work sincerely for the welfare of the people. Advisor for Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Kajedo Ginimi, today inaugurated the office complex of the Chief Veterinary Officer and Veterinary Hospital, Jemenu. Speaking on the occasion, Advisor Kajedo Ginimi called on the people to take ownership and safeguard the infrastructure. He appealed to the people to realize the potential of dairy farming in Nagaland as it can provide gainful employment to various sections of society and make the state self-sufficient in milk, egg production, poultry, livestock and meat production. Encouraging the people in dairy farming and livestock rearing, Kinimi said a veterinary hospital in the district will result in better care and health of the livestock and poultry, which in turn will translate to better productivity and income.
विकसित भारत का ये है नया अध्याय सबसे समान व्यवहार मिलेगा सबको न्याय सरल है सुलभ है पारदर्शी तकनीकी युक्त है और है स्वदेशी इसमें है महिलाओं बुजुर्गों का सम्मान शामिल है इसमें जन जन की आन साथ इसके चलने का देश भर चढ़ा जुनून
This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Deputy Commissioner Beren Vinit Kumar has informed that a date before which construction activity at Beren headquarters has to be started by private allottees has been extended till 31st of December this year. He said that Beren headquarters is envisaged to be developed as a model township and private individuals were allotted land after approval of SLAA to develop an increased settlement and population in the area. In this, he pointed out that despite the lapse of sufficient time, several allottees have not started the construction at the allotted site. Therefore, the DC, in pursuance of the June 14 DPDP resolution, informed all concerned to comply with the extended date after which cancellation of allotment will be carried out. The Department of Agriculture under STAO DISIT held a machinery distribution program for palm oil farmers under NMEO OP 2023-24 at DISIT Mon today. STO Civil DISIT Tumben P. Tsanglao as the special guest encouraged the farmers to sincerely maintain the fields as per the guidelines so as to increase the fresh fruit bunch FFP production. He further reminded the farmers to enhance as well as increase the area through the department and the potentially company's support. Machineries distributed during the program include HP water pump, brush cutters, harvesters, power tillers, brush cutters with attachments, pruning tools and fungicides. In view of the traffic status in and around Kohima town, Deputy Commissioner Kohima, Kumar Ramnikant, has directed all concerned building owners and shop owners to remove construction materials, abandoned vehicles or any other materials and articles lying along the roadside, causing hindrance for free movement of vehicles, traffic and pedestrians within 7 days. He said after the deadline all such materials would be removed or seized and fines shall be imposed against violators as per relevant provision of law. Nagaland Legislative Assembly has mourned the demise of late Akukau N.H. Zretovi Yeptomi, a former member of the State Assembly after prolonged illness at CIHSR Referral Hospital, Dimapur yesterday. In a condolence message, NLS Speaker Sharingan Longoma said late Yeptomi was elected as member of NLA from Seyuchung Sitimi Assembly Constituency in 1969 and also in 1975 and served as Minister of Animal Husbandry. Longoma conveyed deepest condolences to the bereaved family and prayed that Almighty God grant the solace and comfort to bear the loss. Meanwhile, Nagaland's Lok Sabha MP S. Supungmeran Jameer, while condoling Yeptomi's demise, said his untold sacrifices rendered in the service of the people would be difficult to emulate and would be cherished for ages by his constituents and the people of Nagaland in general. And in sports, the Angami Students' Union, ASU, is set to host the 24th edition of the NSF Martyrs Memorial Trophy at IG Stadium, Kohima, from September 7 to 28. Convener Organizing Committee Vezoko Zashumo and ASU Secretary Sports Metepou Sote informed that the tournament will feature various individual prizes along with attractive cash prizes, trophies and citations for the champions, runner-up, semi-finalists and quarter-finalists. In this regard, the Organizing Committee has urged interested teams, clubs and players from within and outside the state to begin their preparations for this prestigious event. And now it's Twente News. Here are the headlines again. World Population Day observed under the theme Healthy Timing and Spacing of Pregnancies for Well-being of Mother and Child. Denning Town Council launches Safai Up Now, Bimari Pagao campaign at Denning and Beren District. Zunobro District Planning and Development Board approves proposal for inclusion of SITSA, semi-language, at PA or degree level course. An advisor Kajedo Ginimi inaugurates office complex of Chief Veterinary Officer and Veterinary Hospital, Demenio. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.